You found the right place. It's 8:59 on a Monday night. Hey, it's December 2nd at that. I'm here, Rusty, first Monday of the month on Locals Only hosting. We're going to kick it on over to Studio 2A, where Barefoot on Bumblebees is ready to play. I'm going to swing it on to them now. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you. must borrow. And I won't feel the same when the sorrow still remains.
This next song is called Good Vibes Badly.
And you the film me all the whole time, yeah.
The
right. You're tuned to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I'm Rusty. I am here with Barefoot on Bumblebees. That was really cool, you guys.
Thanks.
Sure. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
us. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always great. I love getting to do this myself. It's really fun. It's like a concert for me.
Ooh.
And then private. our friends are listening in. Well, let's start with tell me who you are and how you're making this music.
Very carefully. I'm Gianna, and this is Chris. And
I was just gonna say we're very important.
Oh,
yes,
very important people. We've been playing together for the last 20 some odd years, and this band is a project that we've been in since 2010. And so a little math, something.
You guys started when you were about 7 years old.
Aren't we so young and beautiful?
That's what I'm putting together.
I don't know if they can see it at home, but we're very, very
We're very youthful and
very
attractive,
youthful.
Yeah.
It comes across. It comes across in the way you sound.
Yeah, see, that was
very
what we were
smart
going
and
for.
Funny, too.
Perfect. we've always kind of done this, just the two of us, as far as like the core group of us. And then we've had rotating musicians come in and play with us in different towns that we are either going through or are temporarily living in or making semi-permanent homes in. But yeah, it's always just kind of been Chris and I.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
So for a long time, how long have you been in Tucson?
Five-ish years.
Yeah, story long is he was here in 2007, and we played here a bunch in 2010 and 2011 coming through town. We were living in a car together in a camper, and then we moved back here in 2018. But otherwise, yeah, so what, 5 years?
It's been like 5 years this round.
I don't know. COVID kind of dissolved.
We don't have to do the math.
Yeah, no, that's like three lifetimes ago for me.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no, I get it. Okay, well, so I love hearing what I've heard so far. Where can we find your music if people want to hear it beyond right here and now?
It's all on your streamy dudes, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes, YouTube, Instagram.
All the streamy dudes.
Yeah.
And it's Barefoot on Bumblebees. Very easy to find, I found.
Uh-huh. Yeah, as long as we've been a band for long enough to where you could probably Google us and find us Google-wise.
Very easily.
Yeah, as long as you get the name right, which is sometimes hard for people. Barefoot on Bumblebees.
Barefoot and Bumblebees.
No, don't even say the wrong
one. Oh, no. I made it bad.
Barefoot on Bumblebees.
On Bumblebees.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and how many albums do you guys have out now?
Four right now, and then we have our fifth album coming out sometime next year.
Yeah.
We just released our first single off of that album 2 months ago. It's called Story of Me. There's a music video to come with it, and then we have a second single coming up here this month, December 27th, yeah.
Okay, and where's that happening at? You've got a release party, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a little release party with a music video viewing over at the Crooked Tooth on 6th.
Yeah.
Right on, right on. Well, I think it's time we've gotten our introductions out of the way. We know who you are. We know that you're obviously young and charming and smart and funny.
Thank you.
And amazing musicians. Let's hear some more.
Okie dokie.
All right. This is an old song.
Sun in the eye. just too late. And our progress isn't up for a debate.
I'm gonna do a little.
This next song is a song that I wrote on the road back to our hometown. I don't write all that much, and I've just kind of started doing that for, well, I do for other projects, but not for this band. So it's been really fun. This one is called Pizza Pizza, and we'll hopefully have a puppet show incorporating this song coming up here in the next little bit of time. Yeah. For you,
we'll I like it.
All right, we'll let Chris do his what we call the tuning dance.
Yeah, I looked at my banjo, so it went out of tune.
Yeah, if you look too hard at a banjo, it just goes right out of tune.
Yeah.
Or if you put it outside, or if you put it in your car, or if you play
or
it,
if you or put if it if down you and then you pick down. It up again.
Yeah.
Look at it funny. Any of those things.
I keep joking that someday somebody is going to be our magical banjo tuner, and he'll just switch it out. And that's also a dream.
You know that I'll just. They'll hand me a tuned banjo and I'll just start tuning it again.
You'll just start tuning it again. It's called Control and we love it.
Old habits die hard, right?
That's right.
Just can't help but want to tune one. Yours is particularly attractive, I would say.
Thank you.
Yes, us and our instruments are very
yes,
attractive.
You should come see us live. Okie dokie. This is an old one.
It's called Lonely Are the Brave.
Thank you.
One more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Let's play another song. What do you think? Okay. You know what you should do? You should drink that water bottle right into the microphone. People really love when you do that.
Do they love that?
No.
Is that a good sound?
Is this an ASMR
it's
set?
It's mostly not noticeable, I don't think. But now that we've pointed it out.
That's my favorite thing to do at shows.
Do you have any Coca-Cola or something that I can just...
Yeah. It was not vodka, I promise you, Duncan. Not vodka we're drinking
really
in here.
Into water.
This next song is the next single we got coming out this month with a music video.
It's very exciting.
It's called Keep It Closed.
Wow, you guys, that's super cool. You guys play music I really like.
Oh, that's good.
You're tuned to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I'm Rusty. I am with Chris and Gianna of Barefoot on Bumblebees, playing all this amazing music for us. And I read this about them. They have they call their particular band of energetic energetic alternative folk via a variety of different instruments and rotating band of musical guests. Is that right?
That sounds okay. Did you write that?
I wrote that.
Oh, yeah. Good job. See, I'm new here.
I see. It doesn't sound like it, I have to say. And so I wonder, you guys have been playing this act, you said, since 2011.
Yeah, 2011.
Yeah. How long have you been playing together then?
Since we were like 16.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably 16,
wow,
16,
so 7, I was a little early when I said 7, but 16, that's pretty cool, you guys.
Yeah.
I kind of love that. And you've got a show at Wooden Tooth on December 27th.
Mm-hmm. Crooked Tooth.
Crooked Tooth.
Oh, Crooked Tooth.
Wooden Tooth is the, records, and Crooked Tooth is the brewing.
Yes,
lots
thank
of teeth
you.
Here in Tucson.
I guess so. We only release stuff at Teeth.
Yeah, we released a video at Wooden Tooth last month or so, and
oh, I see.
So we are particular to the teeth.
If there's any other teeth out there, we'd like to release
something. We'd love to release something there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the word's out on the street now.
Yeah, here we go.
Any other teeth? Straight Teeth? Straight Teeth Brewing, yeah, if you're out there?
Mm-hmm. DM us.
A dentist office.
A dentist office? Oh, wow, that'd be super cool.
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. Drills in the background. Yeah. Well, you could get drilled to Barefoot on Bumblebees.
If you will. Uh-huh. I mean, that could be, you guys, nobody knows this at home right now until we say this, but you're recording part of your Tiny Desk concert submission right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You could do that in a dentist's office.
Oh, that is also a good idea.
Oh, yeah, we should do that. Yeah.
I just throw it out there.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know anybody? Can we
get anybody? Do you know any? You got a good dentist here?
I can talk to you off the air.
Okay, we'll cool.
Okay, well, so... So you've been together a long time. You've been playing a long time. You guys were together as a couple before you, or after you became a band?
We are besties.
You're just besties.
Yeah.
Hanging out all the
time. We're codependent friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My bad.
No worries.
That's okay.
Yeah. My partner is the videographer.
Ah, and I see now. Yeah. Ivy is your partner. Yeah. You guys are best friends, yes. And I am just getting clued in.
Yeah, we can release the news via this live segment right now.
Well, yeah. I'm glad that Ivy didn't like try to tackle me as I'm saying that or something, like causing all this jealousy and.
Yeah.
And
no, we've just moved around the country together and apart, and he is my longest relationship as a friend or anything at all. So there is that.
Wow, that's so cool.
I take my friendships very seriously.
Clearly.
Yes.
Clearly you do. Chris, you guys have been friends for a long time then.
Watch him say something else. He's like, I don't actually like her.
I don't even know who this is.
We just started playing.
Oh, no.
Okay, so... Gianna, you said you wrote Pizza Pizza, but you don't write most of the songs.
I don't write most of our songs. I write my parts and I'll write some of my lyrics, but I'm just, I'd say, just now writing more for myself and then divvying them up between my other projects, so either this one or some of the other ones, and just kind of deciding what works kind of best per band or style. So, yeah, Chris has been really good at helping me stay in the music industry, and my avenues have continued to change as I get more into writing and things like that. So,
oh, right on.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right on. What are your other projects here in town or elsewhere?
Yeah, we are in another project together called Human Sounds, and I front that one and play keys and write for that one, and then I play drums for a band called Alligators in the Sewer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Your drumming's really great. We were talking about it.
Oh, thanks.
In the booth back there.
I made it myself.
Yeah. It seems like you've put in the time. Well, so you guys have a show coming up. I kind of wonder, what do you consider your influences that made Barefoot on Bumblebees? This is a really very exact sound you guys have.
Mm-hmm. What do you got, Chrissy?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
He doesn't listen.
It was mostly with playing with different sounds, and like I like the banjo because it's a very high-end thing, and then when you like, so my vocals have the mid-range and they like get to have the whole thing, you know what I mean, and then the bass has the low part.
And then you're your own, so your like voice is your own.
By not playing the guitar a lot, I get to like make this really crisp sound where everything is very like has this sonic spot to sit, and that's just kind of what I'm doing, and then I just like to play with words.
Oh, that's cool.
Word nerd.
I get that.
Yeah,
we get a lot of those here.
Good.
Yeah,
we like those.
Yeah. And what about you, Gianna?
I listen to a little bit of everything.
She said a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Listen to all the music.
Yeah, I listen to all the music. But yeah, I think we kind of have the same thing where we're trying to like play different sounds or be kind of unclassifiable, and we'll pick up different instruments that we don't primarily play to write something else, or an instrument that we're trying to learn to make a new song, and then play it on kind of this medium or something like it.
Yeah,
so
when Gianna writes a song, she just sends me a voice recording.
Sometimes it's
of
just
her
me humming a song.
And she's like, can you make this? Can you transcribe this somehow? And I'll be like, yeah. And I'll just sit there playing random chords until she says one is the first
right one. Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, it's that one.
It's good you're besties.
Yeah, because some people would not like to work with me like that.
Now on to the second chord. Yeah.
You have
that
all
one was
weekend,
close, but
correct?
I can't articulate what is wrong about it.
Yeah, it's maybe flat, maybe sharp, but let's keep trying.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
It's ridiculous. Well, I prefer it to be ridiculous.
I do too. I think that makes for things to be a little more fun. And yeah, you guys, I love what you've done here so far. Your lyrics are kind of interesting and a little all over. I love this sound. I mean,
thanks. Yeah.
Sure. No, this is, I played Human Behavior right before we came into, before you guys started playing. They're a band from a few years back in Tucson too. And I felt like they used the banjo and a lot of similar sounds.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys have more music. Oh, we should say, let's remind people, December 27th at Crooked Tooth
Brewing,
not the record store, Crooked Tooth
we
Brewing.
We love them too.
Yeah, of course we love them. But so December 27th, what should people expect? Are you going to have guests that time?
No, actually, we're just going to play a big old 2-hour set, I think.
Yeah, we've been playing so long together, we could play for a long time together.
We'll probably just play 2 sets. Maybe we'll incorporate. I like playing those long ones because we can put songs we haven't played in a long time in there. Yeah.
But we'll show our music video for our single from this new album that we're going to put out next year. So that will be our surprise, not surprise.
That's the release. Of the release party.
Yes.
And my mom's going to be in town. You guys can meet
her. Oh, yeah.
Mom.
You guys can meet her mom. His mom? Who else is going to be in town? Dad?
No, dad.
How about sister?
Yeah, you guys can meet my family.
Wow. So there you have it. If you go on the 27th.
It's a Stryker, Stryker family.
Sound like they're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me how you got your name Stryker, and I was like, it's his last name.
It's my last name.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So you can meet all the Strykers.
I didn't earn it.
No, but you deserve it.
But I deserve it.
Just born with it, but it works. You know, I also, before we get back to music, too, I looked at the video Story of Me. Mm-hmm. That's a crazy video.
Oh, it's really fun.
Thanks.
Yeah?
It's so much fun, yeah. No, it's fun. It's there's a lot of projectile vomiting.
Yes, there's lots of puke in that one.
That was, when we pitched the video, it was the vomiting scene from the movie Stand By Me.
Yes.
In music video form. And that was it.
So you can look up both those things. They're both fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really good. I thought of Saturday Night Live episodes too, like, because I think they've done that a few times where they have just everybody throwing up. But yeah, for sure. Stand By Me.
It's a pleaser. Everyone puking is really, yeah.
Yeah.
People go crazy for it. Yeah.
So between that and having your family at the show, that's what people can look forward to on
big
the 27th, a big party. I'm Rusty. This is Locals Only. I'm here with Barefoot on Bumblebees. This has been really fun, you guys. I think it's time to play more music.
Okie dokie.
Let's do it.
Okay, maybe I'll do one of these things, and then set up on this thing, and we'll play that. The sky and wipe there from our eyes. We set out to find a new star. One we brought back already been ours. Our fears keeps us right.
play a couple more songs. How's everyone feeling?
How's the audience?
Yeah, how's everyone feeling out there?
Well, this audience of one that you have right here is fine with more music. I do kind of want to just, before, so we're here until 10.
Yeah.
Before you guys maybe play your last song, let's just break again and chat just a touch and remind folks what's going on and how they can find you.
Okay. Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what time is it? Burp, burp. Okay, cool.
Are we good with that?
Yeah, that sounds great. Pew, pew, pew. I'm going to skip some stuff.
Great, you tell me what we're doing.
We're going to play Shatterday.
Okay.
This is a new one.
Brand new.
This will be the first recording of this song right now.
Forever.
Uh-oh.
It's that new.
It isn't enough. There's something here more than understanding. Weddings and funerals notwithstanding.
I don't know. One more song? And take
what
a break.
You think? We got time?
Yeah, well, yep. We got all kinds of time.
Okay, mm-hmm. Dokie.
You gonna stick with the banjo for today?
Yeah, I'll switch on the break.
Okay.
Does that sound like a good idea? Feels like a good idea.
Okay, when's the break?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
After this song?
Okay.
and stay. Please tell me why I'll be some re-recorded concept till I die. Just to attract, why are we compelled towards the abstract ideas of a broken man whose only strength is fear? Disappointing. I'll just stay deconstructed and I'll find a better place or just better point of view. Now I am compelled towards the abstract. Now I will rebel just to react. It's not a perfect dream, but at least it can come true.
That was great, you guys. You're tuned to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I'm in Studio 2A. I'm Rusty. I'm here with Gianna and Chris of Barefoot on Bumblebees. You guys, this has been a really fun set.
Thanks.
Sure.
We're happy to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're here with me, too. I love getting to do this. It's like I said, it's a real treat for me, getting to just sit in here and get, like, my own concert. Well, you guys are playing. I want to remind people, Crooked Tooth Brewing, 27th of December. Any other shows lined up? That's a release party, too, for your next single.
Yep, that'll be a party.
In town?
We have something in Phoenix?
Sure, Phoenix, or, I mean, Southern Arizona.
Yeah.
People listen sense. From all over. But I'm just checking and seeing.
Yeah, we play, like, once a month in town.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're playing at Che's in February.
Oh, I like that.
Where else are we doing?
Yeah, on our Instagram, we like to put in our bio the dates that are booked for sure.
Yeah, we usually put
okay.
it on there.
Yeah, that's our best schedule spot. I think Spotify has a scheduler that's sometimes updated. But yeah, we're really trying to finish this album too so that we would like to put something out once a year.
Right on. I like that. I like that gumption.
Dreams.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, I keep trying. I mean, it's hard hearing your songs for the first time. They're lyrically really dense. Where does that come from? Are you guys readers? You guys read books?
When we can, I guess.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I feel like I've read nothing.
We just like
but
doing a lot of talking.
Yeah. Yeah, I think too, just musically, I think like listening to lots of music and playing and writing lots of music.
Yeah, we tend to gravitate towards kind of lyrically driven songs.
Yeah.
To listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Kind of poetic driven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's that for sure within everything you're doing. That just lyrically really dense. And so that's why it's what makes me ask.
Yeah.
Is there anything, before we get back into music, is there anything you'd like people to know about Barefoot on Bumblebees, about yourself? I mean, we've covered a lot.
I'm 6'10".
Wow.
Yeah, he's really tall.
I'm really tall.
Uh-huh. He's really tall
and
he's really handsome.
Very handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and funny. Uh-huh.
and funny.
Yeah. Funny, charming. We've covered a lot of that already.
We just really want to make sure we're driving it home.
Deanna's like, I don't know, four...
I've got to be like 5'6 or 5'7 too. Yeah.
4 foot.
No, I don't think it's
true. I remember last time we checked, anyways. Yeah.
And you're a radical feminist, your shirt says.
I'm radical feminist.
I believe that.
Uh-huh.
You've had a best friend for years and years making music together. That's super freaking cool.
Yeah, he must be some sort of radical something.
Well, his shirt says it. You can't just wear that on your shirt.
No. Don't be a liar.
Yeah, come on. That wouldn't be real. Okay, well, so we've got 8 minutes or so before we move on to Night Interlude with Danae. You're tuned to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Barefoot on Bumblebees. I've had a great time, you guys.
Same. Yeah, we've had an awesome time. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Oh, holy cow. Yes. So a couple more songs then?
Yeah.
Chris has changed instruments, and so we're ready to go.
Let's see if I remember how to play the guitar.
It's been moments since the last.
It's been moments. Literally. Okie dokie, this one's new.
Uh-oh.
They're all new.
Okay.
It's like... For this world. Through parting waves, past pools of blood, on concrete walls we found our might. Wish we'd still watch for shooting stars, and in my dreams I still won't part my disdain for this. But the body is strange, and I still have hope for this world. Untampered dreams, love at first sight, breeze through the trees.
Time for one more.
One more?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Cries. I can't be compromised twice. Give in to the altitude, spread a wind. When the inner word, I've been so rude. Right. And so we go twice. I can't seem to trade. Don't win.
That was fantastic, you guys. You're tuned to Locals Only, 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm Rusty. I've been here with Gianna and Chris, Barefoot on Bumblebees. Thanks, you guys, so much.
Thank you.
Sure. Find them on all the streaming platforms and YouTube. You can see some really great videos. And they've got a show coming up at Crooked Tooth Brewery on the 27th. Thanks so much for tuning in.